fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
You motherfucking prick!
Jesus fucking Christ. I'm finally on. Shit. Alright. I finally made it on. How y'all doing?
Taking that unregulated pee?
No, just everything messed up tonight. Nothing worked right. Nothing was... There was no video, and then I got the video working, and the audio stopped going out, and it's all convoluted. It's a long story. Let's just focus on doing the show. I'm embarrassed. I'm an hour late. There's just no excuse for it, man. This is the kind of show you got here tonight.
Just and I have convoluted long stories, man. That's all right.
We'll make up for it during the show. Whatever. We are here. Madhouse Radio starting up late Thursday, January the 17th, 10:52 p.m. I am Carlito. Here in studio with me tonight is our roster of Tuck the Warrior and Brandon Vegas all checking in. Gentlemen, say hi real quick, please.
Hi, real quickly. Yo, what's going on?
What's up, gentlemen? Milkman, I understand, is going to be joining us in the second hour of the show, which is pretty much going to be the first hour of the show. Milkman should be joining us in about 15 minutes to a half hour. All you Milkman fans out there, just relax, take it easy. We'll have Milkman on shortly, don't worry. It's all right. Anyway, in the meantime, we're setting up. Well, we're done. We're done setting up. We're ready to do a show. It's already freaking late. If you want to send in your prank call requests, we'll do those. If you want to give us a call, we can do that too. The toll-free line will be open tonight. The toll-free line is 1-888-278-8509. Again, that's 1-888-278-8509. You want to reach me on Matt on AOL or Yahoo Instant Messenger? Madhouse Radio. Again, AOL and Yahoo Instant Messenger. Madhouse Radio. MSN Messenger, madhouselive@hotmail.com. Or just go to the homepage, madhouselive.com. Yeah. Lonesome Loser's here. Lonesome Loser, check it in, Lonesome Loser. All right. Hope you all take note and bear witness to the man who is a Lonesome Loser. Even though his work schedule has him working late on Thursdays, he still makes every effort he can to make it here as early as he can. In order to help us out with the show, and that's just a testament. He's the man. I know he's a big fan of the show because he's been with us since day one. I don't think he's missed. I think maybe he's missed one night in like 3 years of doing shows. I think. I mean, that's awesome. Lonesome Loser's the man. Thanks, bro. I want to thank everybody at Syndicate for being so patient. God bless you all. God bless you all. Thank you so fucking much for being so fucking patient. You know, Dino Zolar holding it down for us, Gary the Retard, a show that probably you guys would have been better off had he gone in until 1 o'clock in the morning instead of me, so, you know, because I suck. And, other than that, you know, everybody in the chat room, I see DTT was hanging out earlier, so Saigon is in there, Saigon. Saigon's a fan of the name Ralph Littlejohn. Dino, as I said, Big Rev, that kid Rev is on. Rev is on. What's up, Rev? How you doing, brother? Brother, man, Rev's cool. Good people. Class act, that Rev. Everybody's out there. The Warrior holding it down for us as well. The ambassador of Madhouse Radio and Stickcam. Hi, Warrior. How you doing, man? Good for you. I'm glad. Doing good.
Oh, I'm doing good.
We've got requests already. Godsend is asking us to do Walmart conference calls. That's Godsend checking in. Yeah, I know. Walmart conference calls, duly noted. Bad Boys of Iowa saying, what up, y'all? What up, Bad Boys of Iowa? Sorry we started so late. We're here. And someone else is asking, who's live tonight? I don't know, man. Fuck, I don't know who is live tonight. Just keep listening, and I'm sure you'll find out. I'm curious as to who's live tonight, too. So, Meebo guest 566090, man, just stay tuned and we'll all find out who's live tonight. Any idea, Tuck, who's live tonight? Any idea? I don't know.
You know, I have quite a few in the Madhouse chat room. Quite a few.
Okay, good, good. So, yeah, like I said before, we're on syndicateradio.tv, of course, syndicateradio.tv, 98.6 themouth.com.
98.6 themouth.
And, of course, we're also on prankcall.info.com. Do you have any idea how bleeding confusing of a URL that is, Tuck? I mean, do you have any idea that prankcall.info.com is going to be completely impossible to figure out now? I'm just saying, maybe, I don't know, just whatever.
Yes.
Make sure you get, I guess you can get info.com.
Speaking of long, convoluted stories, this is another one that it's just long and convoluted to really get into. But for the time being, that's temporarily going to be it until you iron out the details with the legal people, all right?
All right, well, good. Yeah, you got your lawyers working on it, I'm sure. So hopefully we get that straightened out because I'm just not going to have that. But everyone listening, so we got a total of 21, 29.
Can't talk much about it, man.
We got a total of like 54 listeners right now, which isn't bad for, you know, the fact that, you know, we started late. So thanks, gentlemen and lady. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you all for that. I'm dry. I got a dry mouth. I guess I'm going to drink over here real quick. So what's been going on, gentlemen? Anything in the news, or should we just get into the pranks? I think we just get into the pranks. I think we've dilly-dallied in the alley enough tonight.
Oh, you don't want to hear about the stock market?
What happened to the stock market today? All I know, end of the day at work, I was busy at work today around 5 o'clock. Gentleman at work said, yeah, stock market took a 300-point dive or something. What happened exactly? I know it roller coastered all over the place yesterday. What happened today exactly? Please, let us know.
Housing market's down, of course.
Well, no shit. Housing market's... housing market... I think we're going to hit another recession. It's probably because of the stupid housing market. And stupid people actually fell for all that crap. Subprime mortgaging and stuff like that. It's just retarded. It made no freaking sense. Another thing that didn't make sense when everybody was getting into day trading and everybody was in the stock market and buying tech stocks and the whole thing was inflated. Everyone thought, oh, I'm so cool. I'm going to get in the stock market. I'm like, what happened, stupid faggots? I hope you had fun with that. We got a Club 99 Iraq in Beverly Hills, California. That's really a place in Beverly Hills? Wow, that is not a place I want to be. Pokey O's Cookies and Ice Cream.
Yeah, the chat room over here is going to answer for you to do pranks. So.
Okay, yeah, I'm
Let's
sure.
Let's go into that. That's
not, yeah.
Start whining and bitching.
Yeah, here's another one. There's a guy who a feminist who lost her job when she got caught shoplifting. Excuse me. And we got her number. Where's she at? I don't know. He doesn't give me the number for that. He gave me a number for some crazy guy in the UK. I don't understand. I gotta read the article. I didn't get a chance to read the article, but we'll try that. Zev DeZev has given me a number for a guy calling himself Big Will. Said women call me in a porno webcam chat room called Cam4. The cam girl's name was Trina. Or Trinal. Real name Tina. Trina L. Gotcha. Gotcha. And it's a Kentucky number. So they got Big Will in Kentucky who looks for women. Yeah, Zev DeZev comes through with a lot of those webcam numbers. So they've been really funny in the past. We had that kid. Remember that kid? That fucking kid that we called? And he got scared. The kid is like, oh, man. Oh, poor kid. We got the kid scared. Stupid kid. That's what he gets for being a kid. Bitch. And we got the Coco's Bakery Restaurant. Yeah, good luck, kid. All right, so hey, we're gonna call Coco's Bakery Restaurant in Sacramento, California, the capital of what's California? The Bear State or the Golden State? Or is there just a bear and a flag? What is it? Golden State, right? Yeah, that's what it is. California, the Golden State, bitches. All right, okay, here we go. First, the bear is on the flag,
I think.
The Bear State, the Golden Flag. Tuck, you ever have a golden flag before?
I'm not sure what that is, so I can't really say yay or nay.
A golden flag is when a girl, she pees on the bed sheets, and then she gets them all covered in her pee. And then you lay on the bed and you masturbate while she fans you with the sheets. Like she fans the sheets up and down on you after she peed on them. That's a golden flag, everybody. You heard it here
I
first.
I haven't had an experience, I don't believe.
Well, Tux in. I heard you were into it. I heard you asked an officer for that once and got arrested.
Coco. Coco. Is this Coco's?
Yes.
Coco Bakery.
Yes.
Listen, I need two coquitos.
Two what?
Coquito bread. It's Coco's Bakery. Coco's. Hello?
Yes.
You go to Coco's. Coco's.
Okay, how can I help you?
Coco's Bakery.
Yes.
Listen, Coco's Bakery, I want two cocoa breads.
I don't understand what you mean, cocoa bread.
Cocoa bread. You have the bakery, cocoa breads. I need two cocoa breads.
Do you speak Spanish?
No, it's Portuguese.
Huh?
Portuguese.
Oh, okay.
Cocoa breads.
You mean brown bread?
Yeah, the cocoa bread. Yeah, cocoa breads.
We don't call it cocoa bread, so I'm not sure what you're talking about. The brown, our brown bread that we serve?
Yeah, the cocoa bread is brown, like the cocoa.
Okay. You want two loaves?
Two cocoa loaves. Loaf.
Okay.
Wait, the loaf is the loaf, loafra. Yeah, loaf, loafra, loafra. Loaf, cocoa, two cocoa loaf.
Well, are you going to be coming in to get them?
Yes. No, I'm not going to come make it. I come buy it.
Okay, when you get here, we'll get it for you.
You have someone speak Spanish?
Pardon?
You have someone speak Spanish?
Yes.
Because I Portuguese, Spanish, I talk. I can.
Okay, hold on.
Cocoa bread. So. Jorge is coming on the line next, everybody. Jorge.
Hey.
Hello? Hey, do you have the cocoa bread?
Huh?
I need two cocoa bread.
Cocoa?
Cocoa bread.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
I want two cocoa bread.
Okay.
How do you say the cocoa bread?
Yeah, brother.
I need the cocoa, two cocoa bread.
Yes, yeah.
Put me down, two cocoa bread and two spaces.
Uh-huh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Two spaces.
Come on.
No, you come on. Tell me two cocoa bread and two spaces.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's it. What do you mean, uh-huh, why?
Okay.
What is uh-huh, why? Why do you say uh-huh? Jose. Jorge.
Hello.
Señores. Monsignor. Hello. This is fucking gay. You fucking bastard. You son of a bitch. How are you going to write the order down if you don't speak Spanish or English? What did you do seriously? Did you take the pencil and did you break it in half and play with it like a little cars? What did you do with the pencil? Do you know what a pencil does? Huh? Do you know how to sign your name? You fucking... Rat bastard,
just sitting there like a stupid. What's not funny about cocoa bread, man? Fucking cocoa bread. I'm in the mood for cocoa bread.
I wasn't laughing at cocoa bread.
No one likes cocoa bread. That was a stupid thing. It was a stupid thing for me to say. Rick Moranis is running for president. You don't say. Milkman, get Rick Moranis on the phone. Oh, he's not here. Damn it.
But Rick Moranis was Canadian.
Whatever he is. Hey, if he's born in Canada, he can't be the president. From what I understand. He better check.
Right.
He better check himself before he wrecks himself, because I'm bad for his health.
You have 2 hours, 32 minutes, 17 seconds. Before deduction of applicable fees and charges as listed on the back of your card and poster.
Tuck likes cocoa bread.
Really,
you know what, Tuck?
I'm just
quiet. Where's that Ted guy?
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, sister? Is this the
I
Lord
don't know
president?
What a Ted guy is. I'm the...
Yeah?
Okay, let's all be quiet and listen. I need to speak to Mr. Lord Nigel as soon as possible about the cocoa bread. Hello? Lady?
Yeah?
Madam. Wee hee.
Hello.
Hee ha ha. Hello.
Hello.
Nigel.
No, you got the wrong number, mate.
This is the Lord guy.
What?
Lord? Sir,
who's that?
I know it's you. I have you on the telemetry. It's most definitely you, sir. Don't try. I have resources, okay?
So have I.
Lord. Mr. Lord.
Yes?
Uh-huh, see? I got you. Because you said you're not Nigel, but I know you're Nigel because I said Mr. Lord. And you say, yes. So that means that you are indeed Nigel Lord, aren't you?
No.
Mr. Lord?
Yeah.
Ah, see? I got you, man. I got you. You have the recipe for the cocoa bread, don't you?
Yes, I do, yes.
You do have the recipe for the cocoa bread. Now, what are you asking for the cocoa bread?
Oh, well, too much, I'm afraid.
50 pounds? Sir? Hello?
Hello.
Tell me about the cocoa bread.
No, I don't want to, thank you.
Oh, please, I just said succulent. You've had it before, I'm sure. It comes out really brown. Coconut and bread together. Cocoa bread.
You have $2.89.
This is the best show ever. Hey, guys, you know, I just had a thought. Why isn't there a jelly flavored with coconut? Like, you can make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich with coconut jelly. I think that'd be a good idea. I would eat that. That's kind of like a fluffer nutter.
Well, work on it, Mark, on it. Mom's coconut cocoa bread jelly.
Coconut schnapp.
Is there coconut schnapps? I wonder. Man, I'd go for a fluffer nutter right now. Those are good things, Meg. You guys into fluffer nutters at all? Any of you? Gentlemen? Ever had one? Hello?
Never heard of.
Yeah, you shits. Fluffer nutters are good. Tuck knows all about fluffer nutters. It's Ted! Ted Web. What's up, Ted? How you doing? Ed? Okay. He's probably pulling the microphone out of his drawers. Alright, we're gonna call the Club 99 Iraq. Hey, the toll-free line is off. I never opened up the toll-free line. Oh, shit. Let me turn that on real quick. Hang on. Any requests you gentlemen have for a prank call? Anything you're thinking of us doing? Or any numbers any of you here in the round table have? Anybody? I don't think you guys have sent me any numbers.
No, not that I know, unless lawyers.
I got a number of a chick that likes to flash on Stickam if you want to call her.
Oh, geez, I wonder who that is. Yeah, sure, send the number, why not? We'll have fun with that. Have fun with those honkers. Honky honk. Or we can also call the porno webcam guy. Let's call that guy next. Hang on. Let's do that. Now this one dedicated to man them call MacGyver. And no 007 James Bond spy man in the area. Maximum amount of respect to the man them call Ice Cube. And the bus no deuce, deuce, no trick, 8 bucks, we're poor, we're kids. Jeez. What is fucking up with this tonight, man? Jesus Christ. Can't get any numbers off. Get a mic to work. Stick cam's all messed up. Damn. It's a curse.
Scrap it, no show.
I'm thinking about
abort,
it soon.
Abort.
I'm not aborting yet. I'm hoping something is going to come out of this, man. You know? Please, God, something work. We're going to keep trying here. Hang on, let me go ahead and get the next prank call here on the way. We're going to call that other number didn't work. All right, we're going to call Pimp Cut. No, I'm not going to call Pimp Cuts. I'm going to call the Wonderful Dragon Chinese Restaurant. This is in Colorado. Colorado, Chinese restaurant. Well, I get that ready here. I'm going to play a prank call. Yeah, that's right. Listen to this, everybody.
How close are you to here?
Like 5 minutes away.
Oh, okay.
I just got to get the wheelchair. I'll be there soon. Can I talk to the guy back there? Maybe let me ask him in person, if that's okay.
Who, bro?
Yeah, bro. Put bro on.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, can I help you?
Hey, buddy, I was asking for a gristle sandwich. Is that possible this time of night?
What do you need?
Well, you know when you make the steak, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you take that spatula, you scrub all that stuff off the grill. You put it, you take a piece of white bread and you fold it in half and you run it longwise along the spatula. And you take a slice of American cheese, you put it right down the half.
3 seconds.
But who is this?
This is Ralph Littlejohn.
Where are you coming from?
I'm coming from my house, sir. I mean, it, you know, because I'm Samoan doesn't mean I'm a piece of.
Well,
another busy line.
I'm Samoan.
But
I'm a Samoan.
So, I'm Croatian Italian.
Oh, you're one of those.
Yeah, I'm one of those bucket of foreigners. So, what do you want to tell me?
Gristle sandwich and a medium well steak, and I was asking him what kind of rub, but he doesn't know. He's just a kid, that guy. He's the kid.
What kind of sandwich you want? He wrote a 16-ounce grill. You want a steak or you want a...
Steak.
What would you like to
I
have?
Like steak meat. Steak meats. Do you have steak?
Steak? Okay.
Do you have steak meats?
I'm sorry, sir. I don't understand. You better come over here.
No. Don't hang up. Don't hang up. No, don't you dare.
I am going to hang on. You're playing with
listen,
me in my fucking mind.
Listen,
man.
I'm the owner. You don't hang up.
Who do you owner?
The owner of the restaurant is me.
You're not the owner of fucking restaurant. I'm the owner.
I have the papers right here in my hands. Don't make me...
Good. Then you keep it.
I'm. You know what? You take your papers, you roll them up tight, you shove them in your ass, Croatian.
You too. Sideways.
I'm Serbian. I'm Serbian.
Fuck you. Get out of here.
I'm a Serbian, you bastard.
Man, that fun. That's a prank call from December the 6th, 2007. I've called it, I'm one of those bucket of boners. Why? Because he says his line is just the only thing that I can figure out that he said.
So, what do you want to tell me?
I think this is where he says it.
Yeah, I'm one of those bucket of boners.
Isn't that what it sounds like? I'm one of those bucket of boners? What the fuck is that supposed to mean? I'm one of those bucket of boners.
Fucking boners?
He's a...
You are.
I'm Samoan.
But
I'm a Samoan.
They sound boners
I'm Croatian Italian.
Oh, you're one of those.
Yeah, I'm one of those
bucket
of boners.
Bucket of boners, a bucket of boners.
Well, that's what we're talking over. Yeah, but yeah, I'm one of those bucket of boners. What the fuck is that about? Right? Anyway, here's...
Selling bucket of boners.
Here's the good news. While I was sitting here, I got a call from the real Eddie Garcia. And we're actually going to call the real Eddie Garcia. Hang on. Let me get him on the line here real quick. We got an exclusive interview here with the... hello? Hello? Fuck. I think maybe he was trying to call in and I couldn't hear the ringer. Oh, shit, imagine that. The ringer was off. I didn't even realize that. That sucks. Let me tell him to call back here on the mouth line. Again, this is the real Eddie Garcia. Longtime fans of the show know what we're talking about. Maybe I'll play one of his calls later. But I want to discuss a story with him on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, man, can you try again? I had the ringer off. My bad.
Okay, I'll try.
All right, man, thanks. All right, that's him. That's the real. And it doesn't sound anything like it. And you guys won't understand, but his stories of this gentleman here are part of the crux of a lot of the Madhouse prank calls that have occurred. So, yeah, there he is.
Madhouse Radio, Eddie.
Hey,
what's going on, brother? How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
It's good. I'm surprised you never call me, man. What's going on? What you up to tonight? You just got some free time?
Nothing. Was calling to see what you do. I know you always wanted me to try to stop by on a Thursday.
Yeah.
And so I figured, why not tonight, you know?
Yeah. The show's almost over. It's not almost over. It's just having a lot of technical issues. But you're actually on the air right now. You're being listened to by... Let me do a grand count here. 21, 30.
Right, well, I figured that's why you have me calling number. How's everyone doing tonight?
Everybody's good. Wow, we got 30. We got 64 listeners live right now, and then there'll be about another 100 that pick it up on the podcast next on the weekend. So it's a good deal, man. I wanted you on. The reason I wanted to talk to you is that we need to talk about what is probably one of the greatest prank calls that I've ever done. I don't think you've ever known that you were unwittingly a part of it. You have any idea what I might be talking about?
I have the slightest clue because I remember a lot of the prank calls you did.
Yeah. All right.
I mean, to put one as a greatest hits kind of thing, I have no idea which one it would be.
Okay, we're gonna go back to 2000. the year 2000, and you came over to my house once, and we had stopped hanging out for a while after I got in a relationship with that one bitch, and then you came over and you said, you remember Michael Seitz, right? You remember the kid, the really dumb kid that went to the Army, right?
Of course. How could I forget Michael Seitz? The guy was an idiot.
Okay, right. So this guy joins the Army, right? And he's out in the middle of the field in Bosnia, from what I understand.
Oh, my God. I remember this.
This shit's funny. He's out.
Oh, my God. I remember this. I remember you telling me about this.
No, well, you...
Didn't you talk to Sly and his parents, right?
Yeah.
Mark's mom is lying.
Yeah, I call the kid who's in the Army, this dumb kid. He's in the I have no idea he's in Bosnia. I thought he was in the Army. I thought he was, like, stationed somewhere in the States. This is before 9/11, so there was no war at the time. I was like, maybe he's in Germany or something, or maybe he's in, you know, some base in, you know, Georgia, Fort Stewart or something like that. So I call up, and I'm like, yeah, is this Michael Seitz's residence? And Sly's like, oh, yes. And I said, oh, my God, there's been a horrible accident. And then I just hung up because I felt bad, and I hung up the phone. So 2 days later, you come over, you're like, yeah. So apparently someone called, and then so Mike's dad got scared and called the Army base, and then they sent a helicopter out in the middle of the field to pick him up. So do you remember exactly what happened? I don't remember it much, but I know it involved a helicopter going to pick him up in the middle of the war to bring him back to verify he was still alive.
I mean, honestly, it was a long-ass time ago. But I do remember, I remember Mark's mother being pissed. I remember Sly. I remember he had gotten mad because, you know, he thought something had, happened to him. I don't remember what he thought had happened to him, but he was just somebody called and he got disconnected. Maybe there was some kind of, I don't know if he thought there was some kind of combat going on or something like that.
Oh, shit.
But he was calling people from the Army. And, yeah, I remember wherever he was stationed. I don't even think it was, Bosnia. I think he was, South America. I think he was somewhere in South America.
South America?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay.
Because that's where he went. That's where he went AWOL. I don't know if you remember that or even knew.
Yeah, he went AWOL, and then he showed up a year later. He was married or something. Something weird like that, right? Something weird it's happened?
He was married already with some chick when he met in the Army.
Uh-huh.
He was pregnant.
Uh-huh.
Then he fell in love with some other chick down there. He was talking about he was teaching all them people down there how to speak English. He was like the English teacher. Right.
Okay. Yeah, right.
His English was horrible.
Yeah.
But he went AWOL, whatever. He fell in love with some girl down there, and he disappeared. I mean, literally, Saving Private Ryan, they had a squad of people that they sent down there looking for him because they weren't sure if he got captured by rebels or whatever.
Oh, man.
But I remember the prank call you did, and I remember people were like, where is Private Site, and they sent a team down there, people to investigate, stuff like that, and
wow.
So they had taken him somewhere or something like that. But it's really vague because it was a while ago, but I do remember. Wow, my goodness. I remember
I remember specifically you said there was a chopper involved. I was like, oh, my fucking God. And I was like, holy. And I played it off cool. I was like, damn, so he's all right? Because I think it was almost like Sly sent you to find out if it was me or not. Kind of thing. Like, I was like, oh, shit. Because I thought, Sly said he's going to call the cops. And I was like, oh, man, I'm in trouble. I got nervous. Wow. So what was the outcome of that? Like, did they finally verify? I mean, did his dad ever know it was me? Or did they pretty much figure
out?
No,
he never knew it was you, but he figured it. I mean, they figured it must have been some kind of a hoax,
okay.
Because obviously the people in the military are like, no, there's nothing wrong with your son, Nobody called, why would he call you,
Yeah, why would he call him? The guy needed help. Shit. Excuse me.
I was too stressed out about his barbecue sauce anyway, so.
Is he done with that? The guy sells barbecue sauce. Did he stop that ever?
I don't know. He, a little bit of money he made on it, I think he kind of squandered, and as far as I know, he's not really working on that anymore.
Yeah, so the guy, for everybody who doesn't know, we're talking about Uncle Sly's, what was it, original recipe? What was it called?
Uncle Fly's Gourmet Barbecue Sauce.
Yeah, it was basically ketchup mixed with a bunch of horseradish and stuff, right?
it was a good tasting sauce. Then he had the Uncle Fly's Gourmet Salad Dressing.
Which is the barbecue sauce with mayonnaise. Yeah, well, the steak sauce, to this day, that bastard, I sat there once in that garage.
I sat there once in that damn garage.
This guy, he was making his own barbecue sauce, and I sat there once, and I said, "Hey, Sly, man, why don't you, you know what, where the big thing is in steak sauce now. Everybody's crazy about steak sauce. I love steak sauce. You should make a steak sauce." And I said, "I'll think about that, Carlos. All right, I'm going to think about that." Sure enough, three, four months later, we used to always go to the movie theater on Saturdays, and I go pick you guys up. I'm like, "What's going on at Sly's house, man? Everyone's all big cookout, barbecue, and all this stuff." Like, "Yeah, Sly's debuting his barbecue sauce." And I'm like, "Man, the guy didn't even, the least he could have done was invited me so I could have had some ribs or something with his new barbecue sauce, with his new steak sauce after I gave him the idea. I mean, he didn't invite me to the whole thing. I felt so hurt about that. That was the beginning of the end between me and Sly. After that, I didn't even get a little piece of steak. I was like, man.
I wasted a lot of time on that guy, man. I tried to help him out with his inventions and
his
get-rich-quick schemes. And I mean, I don't know. I wasted like a whole summer doing that. I don't know why.
Wow. Well, he's a good guy, though. He means well. He's just trying. He's good people. So everybody, I heard our friend Pat was upstate. He moved away, right, to North Carolina or something like that. What was it?
Tennessee. He's
Tennessee.
In Tennessee.
Wow.
No, he got with his father's girlfriend and
yeah.
So
that's cool.
Now they're together up in Tennessee.
All right. Cool.
But
all right, man. Hey,
sure. Go ahead.
No, that's fine. That's fine. No, I just want to tell you, I'm about to do a prank call here. Want to see if you want to stand in line while I do it. It's like old times. We used to do this all the time. I remember we used to prank call people all the time when we were in high school.
You used to call them people on TV.
Yeah, I used to call. What was that? Dad, I wish I had those recorded.
And you play that little mythical CD.
Yeah, I played the bit.
And you're like, man.
Man, that right, nigga's can't fuck with you, state. Man. Yeah.
it was
that conservative TV.
Yeah, the black guy's like, "Cole, you're on the air,
Man, them niggas can't fuck with you, man. Yeah, it was gay.
Yeah,
that was a talk show TV station with, it was all conservatives, all Republicans and stuff. It was this black Republican guy. I used to call him all the time and goof on him. He'd get pissed off. I remember they banned me from that station.
I remember you recorded it, too.
Yeah, because I could record it on my VCR. Yeah, that was funny. And there was that one senator, I asked him, like, "What's wrong with your hair?" And he ended up getting arrested, like, in 99 or something. He was all involved in the whole... Yeah, he ended up getting, like censored and arrested for tax evasion or something. Long story. Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna call England. This guy's name is Arthur Rock. And, guys, what time is it in England right now? What is it, 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 5:30 in the morning, 4:30 in the morning or something, I think? You can't hear them.
I think it's a five-hour time difference. Yeah.
I think it's like 4, it's probably 4:30. It's 4:30, it's confirmed, Eddie. It's 4:30. Good. Eddie gets a gold star. All right, cool. All right, hang on, everybody. Arthur Rock in just a moment. This is Carlito and Eddie. Eddie, I named a character after you, by the way, called Eddie Garcia. You don't know about that either.
Okay.
It's a mix of you and Michael Seitz. His name is Eddie Garcia. I retired him about a year ago, but we did a lot of prank calls that were very popular. You missed out on those, all right? All right, so I'll have to send you those calls later on. You see what I'm talking about. Anyway, I'm going to play some Biggie Smalls here now. I'm going to play some Biz Markie. Hang on, everybody. Hang on, Eddie. Don't go anywhere,
have
right?
Have you ever met a girl that you tried to date? But a year to look, she wanted you to wait. Let me tell you a story of my situation. I was talking to this girl from the U.S. nation. The way that I met her was on tour at a concert. She had long hair and a short miniskirt. I just got on stage dripping pouring with sweat. I was walking through the crowd, and guess who I met? I whispered in the air, "Come to the picture booth so I can ask you some questions to see if you're 100 proof. I asked her and she said, blah, blah, blah. She had
not... card and poster. See, this works because all the numbers are busy tonight. Man, this one's working. Milkman's here. All right, Milkman made it.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Rock. How are you, my good sir?
What are you calling this time of the morning for?
I have an important message from the United States of America.
Oh, United States of America.
That is okay. I am the United States of America, and you owe us a favor, so prepare yourself to write down these orders, sir. He's just going to hang up, bastard.
You have $2.
He's like, oh, 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 oh. Poor guy. Poor devil. I think we've talked to that guy before. That sounds familiar. He just freaks out on the phone when I call him every time. What a dumb guy. All right, Eddie, man. Hey, thanks for being on the show. I appreciate it. You had to come here. You said you have Thursdays off, right?
Well, usually Thursdays off, yeah. Like today I worked some overtime, so I was there tonight.
Right.
But for the most part, yeah, Thursdays off.
All right, well, come next Thursday, man. The next Thursday you got off, because give me a call before, like the day before or the afternoon, and I'll make sure I let you know how to get over here. We can hang out for a while and do the show, man. It'd be cool to have you on here.
All right, well, like you said, I got overtime for this month because Michelle's been out of work.
Oh, that's
so
right.
So I've been pretty strapped for cash. I sent you the message.
Yeah, did you get my message about the job opening that I heard about?
Well, you told me you heard about somebody. You never actually told me where.
Oh, it's
so,
where?
We'll get together. I'll give you a call
we'll
back tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Like
yeah, yeah.
And I get all the info.
Yeah, I'll get you the info in place. Yeah. All right, man. All right, Eddie, take care, man. Thanks for calling, bro. Be careful out there.
All right, man. All right. Well, yeah, it was good talking to you.
Yeah, no problem. Talk to you soon.
That was cool. I haven't talked to him. I used to hang out with that guy. He was like my boy back in the day. Always me and Eddie. Eddie and Carlito. Eddie and Carlos. Sitting in a tree. F-U-C-K-I. Hey. All right. Anyway.
Okay, faggot.
So what are you guys into? Milkman is here. Milkman, what's up, bro? You got your mic on? It's been a dark and slow day, man. It's been a dark night.
I know, man.
No, I've had a lot of technical issues. It's crazy.
I know, my ass is worn out.
You too, all right? Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna be in the show soon. It's been a good night.
Yeah.
Madhouse Radio, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Yes, hello, Madhouse Radio. This is Zolar.
ZolarVision.com. What's up, man? No, it's not the website. What's up, bro? How you doing, man?
I'm okay, bro. Fucking everything's good, and I was hoping to get in on a little prank with you tonight.
Yeah.
Talk some shit, see what your future plans are, if you're willing to talk about that.
Yeah, we can do that. You want to get into some prankers? We definitely can. I got a guy named Big Will who wants to hook up with people in the porno webcam chat room.
Right. So they heard that you got the Big Will also, so they're trying to pay you double?
I got the Big Will.
I said they heard you got the Big Will also? You got a Big Will also, and they want to pay you double?
Yeah, sure, man. It's flying right over my head. I'm sorry, dude, but I'm trying to grasp it. I can't.
All right, let's do it.
Let's do it. All right, man. How you doing anyway, man? What's up with you?
Pretty much just same old business, you know. Every time Friday rolls around, I do a stupid show, and everybody says they like it, so that's cool.
Yeah, it is a good show. Everyone should listen to that shit, man.
Awesome.
I listen every Friday. Not last Friday because I was out, but...
Yeah, I hear you. I catch the show every time I'm in the house, man. I'm watching you.
Cool, man. All right.
Enough of the ass kiss fest. Let's get to the prank.
All right. Do you need me to send you the info on this guy, or do you have it already? Is that what you're trying to say?
Right. I don't know exactly what it was. I'm not up on it.
All right, hang on. Let me send it to you here. There you go. Sent it to you right now on AOL, so be sure to look out for that.
I have it now. Would you like me to dial it, or are you dialing
it? I'll take care of it, bro. You just sit back, relax, and enjoy yourself. All right, man?
Excrement.
Zolar with an excremental prank call coming right up, everybody. Don't go anywhere.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough.
Before detection of applicable fees and charges, emphasis on the back of your card and poster.
What's yours?
What do you want?
Well, I'm I'm looking for Big Will. I got your number, and I'm actually in your area. I'm calling on my cell phone right now.
Okay, what about it?
I'm sorry, I really can't hear you, Will. Can you speak up?
What do you want?
Well, I don't know. You're the one who put your name out there. I'm Tina.
You have two.
What a punk.
You think you didn't go for the voice?
I don't know. You want to try it in Europe? Because we got one who's European and Fit Phil with the PH and the fit.
Okay.
All right, I'll dial that one here. Talk to a cam girl named Alexia. Ooh, that's kind of a hot name. I'd go for that. No, hang on. And we got to talk about the future you said after this, so don't go anywhere.
Yeah.
Future.
I got an actual fucking cold going on, like one of these flu things going, but you dial and I'll tune up.
All right, man, you got it.
Alright, so change of
plan. I can call a hotel. I got the Spread Eagle Inn in England. The Spread Eagle Inn. What the fuck is that? Hang on, let me send that to you. It's funny. The Spread Eagle Inn. It doesn't get any better than that. Are you okay, Zolar, man? You sound kind of huffy.
Yeah, I'm congested. I told you I got a flu, but it's cool. I'm playing.
Gotta get some pseudoephedrine, man. You gotta find some. It's hard to find, but that's some good stuff. There's some stuff.
I got it. I just gotta. I have to pick it up tomorrow.
Okay, good. Do that. All right, hang on, man. We'll try to get this one working. It's been a slow night.
All right.
I'm not being negative. You told me I gotta work on that. Don't say negative things about my show.
Yeah, it's nice to see you out here. You know, it's all good. We know it's not easy.
I know it's not. It's not fucking easy. All right, hang on, man. Dude. Fucking coughing. I gotta work Martin Luther King Day. What the fuck's up with that? Yeah, I know.
Hello.
Hello, love. How are you? I'm calling from the USA, so can you hear me properly?
I can, yes.
All right, very good. I'm going to be traveling across the pond, and my significant other and I stay in all places that have the tag name American Eagle in it, or Eagle at anything. You know, just Eagle is like, you know, the main word, but we try to get American Eagle in there the most time. And we're wondering, what is your best season as it stands for the Spread Eagle?
Uh,
don't understand what you're saying.
All right, I'll try to speak more clearly to you, love. If, in fact, you'd like to take the cum drops out of your ears, I'd be able to do that more, you know, appeasingly, if anything. Are you ready?
You know, I think you've dialed the wrong number.
Yeah, I'm calling the Spread Eagle, am I not? I'm calling from America. This is a long-distance phone call for me. Is this not in Essex, England?
Yes.
Okay, then I'm calling the right number. I was referred to you by my establishment, which is a multi-million dollar, multinational business, and we are now branching out all over the world, and we're utilizing your facility. You're the manager, perhaps? I don't seem to be getting anywhere with you.
No, you're not getting anywhere with me. It's 4 o'clock in the morning, and I was asleep.
Well, you're in a hotel, you dumb fucking cunt.
No, don't call me a dumb fuck. It's not a hotel.
What is this fucking place?
You have $2.64.
Saucy.
Please enter your destination.
Let me try her again.
Now.
She's got to pick up
the gun. What is it if it's not inn?
Yeah, well, what I've learned is that in England, the inns are actually people own, like, they live there. And they rent it out. They rent out some of the rooms. Kind of like what we call a bed and breakfast here.
Ah.
Yeah. And then the hotel is, you know, the hotel is what a hotel is a hotel.
Learn something new every day, don't we?
Yeah. And for some reason, I'll call pubs, and pubs are almost the same thing. They're like, you know, a house. It's like a residence, but they also serve alcohol there to the general public or something.
Ah.
Well, you can, yeah. So you learn something every day. Those people, they have a very nice culture there. You know, they open up their houses. They're very warm.
Yeah, they don't like people to be called. They don't like to be called. What did she say? I said cunt, but she was more mad about bitch.
No, she got fucking. I think it was. She didn't get past the F word. She didn't get to the.
Oh cunt. Yeah, that's that mental mind blank out.
Yeah, she heard was the F word. She's like, man, she would have heard you say the C word. She'd have been all over that. She would.
Should I call back and apologize?
Yeah, let's do it. I'm gonna call her back right now, Zolar. You know what? Good for you, Zolar. Look at Zolar here apologizing. Aw. Zolar, you get your first ever gold star. Good deal,
there
man.
You go.
All right, we're going to play a song.
He's a man of the people.
He's a man of the people, Tuck says. Look at that. Tuck likes you now. All right, hang on, folks. Once again, the Spread Eagle in. That's what she said. I put it in the Spread Eagle. Phone card we're using. See, Baz is joining in. Milkman's good people.
Milkman rocks.
Yeah, he does. God bless Milkman.
Yo.
Yo. Yo, Baz, yo.
Hello. You know, I'd like to apologize to the lady I had spoken to. I'm calling from America.
Yeah, why are you phoning us at...
Well, I was calling the Spread Eagle Inn, but I was under the misconception that it was more like a hotel. I'm not familiar with across the pond. We're making our first trip, and we would like to stay in one of your little, places there, your inns.
Yeah, we don't have rooms.
You don't have rooms?
No, we don't have rooms. We're not a hotel. We're just a pub.
I see. So I could drink there and everything, but there's no way to sleep.
We drink and eat here, but we don't have rooms. We don't have.
All right. Well, you don't live at the actual inn yourself, do you?
Sorry?
I say you personally, sir. You don't live at the inn yourself, do you?
Yes, I do.
Oh, I see. And maybe I could sleep with one of your daughters.
Why don't you fuck off?
You have.
No one tells you to fuck off like a British person. And it's like,
I love that.
Why don't you fuck off? Just has that guts to it, man. Guts.
He was ready to take the apology, too.
Yeah, he was all ready for it. And then you slipped the tongue in, man. You had to slip in the tongue.
Well, you knew I was going to do that. But anyway, speaking about slipping the tongue, you and your significant other, Athena is her name, is it not?
That's the one.
Right, so you and her have been slipping the tongue back and forth for how long now?
Oh, God. 3 years? 3 interesting years, yes.
3 interesting years, and at one time she had gone away to do like a Greenpeace type thing for a certain amount of time, had she not?
6 months gone, that's right, that's right. Actually, 2 years ago today she left, as a matter of fact. I remember that. That was a very interesting time.
Yeah, but it wasn't Greenpeace, was it?
No, it was Greenpeace.
Wow, that is fucking really honorable.
Yeah.
So, does she have a lot of adventurous stories that she had told you from that?
Not really. Nothing. Well, yeah, I mean, they put her through a lot of training. Like, they teach them how to rappel from buildings she got to do.
Okay.
Yeah, it was kind of wicked, because, like, you know, they do all the, you know, all that, not terrorism, but they do all the activism, you know what I'm talking about? Like, they'll hang banners from buildings.
Right, but I thought they get like big ships out and try to stop the whalers and stuff like that.
Yeah, they use speedboats and they have like one big ship that they use too for the whaling, and they have speedboats for other stuff. And she actually got trained on how to use high speed boats on water and stuff like that. They trained her in that.
Right.
Yeah, and they trained her in like protesting and stuff like that, like what to do, like when you're in a protest and the police come to beat you, like what you should do to protect yourself and. Like keep yourself from getting in any more trouble than you should. It's like really, really cool stuff. Yeah, they taught
it. Would that be drop down to the floor in fetal position and cover the back of your head?
Basically. Drop down in fetal position and cry for your mom, basically. Well, there's something like when you're all like lined up, you're supposed to link all your arms together and you get down on your knees.
Right.
You know, and
I know.
Yeah.
I was making light of it.
Yeah, but, I know. No, it's fine.
Yeah, so what I was getting at is that she's a very adventurous person, and all throughout her, adventures, because that's what that was. It's an adventure.
In a way.
You stuck by her and kept in contact, and when she was done with that, she came back to you, and you proceeded in your relationship, correct?
That's right.
All right, and you've had a regular relationship with the little ups and downs, and you're still in love.
Yeah, we all have, yeah. Who hasn't been in that type of thing, yeah?
Right. Nobody's saying anything negative. But right. what I'm getting at in the wind-up, so now you've decided that it's been long enough that you've known each other, and you think you're right for life, and you're ready to what?
Oh, we're getting married.
Oh, so you're engaged as
yes.
stands.
We've been engaged since August. Was it
very
August?
Good.
July or August? No, it was July. I'm sorry, July. Middle
very
of July.
Good. People that are outside watching and listening, feel free to come in the room. Nobody will boot you as long as you just coincide with the flow of the room. Nobody really harasses one another. We kid around a lot, but there's 50 of you outside of the room listening to Carlito.
Yeah.
This is Carlito's Madhouse, and we're actually coming down to the last days of Carlito's Madhouse, because after his marriage, he'll be going on hiatus. Is that not correct?
That's true, but that's like, wow, it's 18 months away, man. That's going to be May of 2009.
Oh, so
long
you'll continue
time.
Until May of 2009, is
that's right. That's right. I was meaning to make that special thing I talk about, but thank you for letting the cat out of the bag, Zola. It's okay.
Oh, I didn't know.
No, it's okay. No, May 20, God, I forgot that. I think it's May 21st, 2009. I figured that would be the last show. Of Madhouse
All right,
Radio.
Well, there you go, an exclusive right here on Carlito's Madhouse, 98.7 The Mouth.
98.6 The Mouth.
Yeah,
close enough.
When I do it, it's 98.7.
You got an extra degree, 0.1 degree. All right, man.
You know, cool. I make it just that much hotter around here.
Yes, sir.
But, Carlito, that's very interesting. So now, as interesting as all of that was, something more interesting to me is the fact that you live in Florida, don't you?
Yes.
But you're going to be having, what, like a soiree or a bachelor party, or will it be the wedding reception itself? Where?
Okay, here's the deal. the way it's looking right now, I'm going to be getting married in Pennsylvania. So I'm going to be coming up. My bachelor party, it's going to be 2 nights before the actual wedding, and I'm planning on holding it live in a location. Let's say, I don't know where yet. I have to find a place, maybe a bar or something. Probably in Pennsylvania, maybe like the Philly area, I don't know, somewhere where a lot of people can come see it. You know, the people from New York can come down. I know some of the people, like the Dad said he wants to come down, and, you know, Andy was the old co-host on the show. He's my best man. He's going to be there. Milkman's in the wedding. He's going to be flying up, so he's going to be there for this big show. Lonesome Loser said he's going to try to make it. He's in Pennsylvania, so he's close. I know Jupe and his brother said they come, you know, for the show. So all people
Mark,
going way
Mark,
back
Jupe
from
brother, Jupe has a brother, but the brother's name is Mark.
Mark, that's right. Yeah, I always get confused between Mark and Matt. I just know Jupe, so I know that Mark and Matt. So I always want to respect them. and not say the wrong one. Anyway, I know DTT says he wants to come down for this. So, yeah, it's going to be I'm planning on doing a live show. We're going to do live prank calls somewhere we can all hang out and drink beers and get loud. And I'm going to try to get a live band of some sort. I'm thinking maybe a goofy band, maybe a polka band, a mariachi band, maybe a jazz band, you know, get some old black people to play jazz, you know, in the background instead of playing the music like I do now. Something like, you know, I want to make like this one big kind of cool event, and that'll be it for a while. At least a few years until I get settled, and then maybe I'll come back to doing live calls, you know, live pranks or something. I don't know. Milkman said he'll keep the show going himself. He'll be more than capable at that point. He'll have, you know, we've got our crew still here, so I'm sure the show will continue, but not with me for at least a year, at the very least a year. So that's the plan.
Then you've heard it. It'll be a hiatus at that point for at least a year.
Yeah, indefinite hiatus, basically, let's say. I'm not ruling out that I'm not going to come back in a year. Maybe I'll come back the next week. Who knows? You know me. I might just be like, eh.
Right. You know. One never knows anything until it actually happens, Carly.
But no matter what, it's going to be a big show because it's going to be the Bachelor Party show live, and I want it on video, on Stickcam. If Stickcam is still around, if it's something else we're using in 2009,
so
whatever it is.
Are you going to have strippers and nudity and things like that?
It depends. If we hold in a strip club, we can do that. If we hold in a bar, I don't know. I don't know if we could do that. Maybe we could rent out a hotel conference room and have strippers and music and all that and an open bar.
Is Athena amendable to
that? No. Well, yeah, she's totally open with it because she gets her own thing and I get my own thing, so it's all right.
All right. Well, I mean, that would be the apropos thing to do for the
Bachelor.
That's
right. It's a Bachelor party. Come on. And how am I going to have a Bachelor party and not have, you know, especially if you're there, we have to have the nudity. Of course, it has to be there.
Right. Of course. So anyway, that's terrific. Now, I mean, you know, that's good news, and we can actually dwell on that further and for the whole show even, or we can just pick at it as the time goes on. But I have, like, pertinent questions that I like to ask and just get on the table before anybody asks, and we'll find out right here live for the first time on Carlito's Madhouse. It's 98.7 The Mouse.
All right, what's this, Zola? What are you getting at?
No, I'm just getting at it. I mean, like, you know, listen, I mean, you thinking of having any little bambinos?
Kids?
Yeah.
Man, I'm not ready for that yet. No. Oh,
so
God. It just happens. That's how it always is. No one ever says that. I'm sure when you had your kid.
That was my next question. Yeah. I mean, you know, do you both take, precaution not to get in that situation?
She takes her chemical precautions, let's say. You know what I mean?
All right. So as long as that happens, then there won't be any children. So
that's right.
Can we get, like, some kind of cord from you? Like, you'll be married for how long before she's pregnant?
Oh, man, I don't know. I'm looking for at least 2-3 years, maybe. But like I said, it happens.
How can it happen if she's on the pill or something, dude? How can it happen? Like, you know, she would only have to have fucking tricked you.
She could have tricked me. She could have forgotten to take it. I don't know. Maybe the effectiveness goes away, you know, we've all heard the stories.
All right. So, barring any unforeseen incidents, not for at least 2 to 3 years.
Exactly. 2 to 3.
All right, so that was my question, and then I'll leave the forum open for the rest of your crew there, and I really appreciate you letting me break the news. I mean, you could have easily just said, oh, I'm not ready to talk about that, Zola, and then went on with your show.
All right, Zola, so here's my how old is your kid, right? You have one kid, one boy, right?
Well, no, I have three. One's a boy, yes.
Okay, all right. One's a boy, and you got two girls, all right. The oldest, is it teenage years, or we're talking younger right now?
No, my son's 12, he's the oldest.
Oh, okay, cool, man. So what was that like when you had the 12? I mean, were you in your 20s still when he came around, or what was that like, if I'm allowed to ask?
Jesus Christ, I'm not a good mathematician, but I'm pretty youthful. I mean, if you go to my actual Zola page here on Stickcam, you'll see a video of me skating in one of those skate parks in the bowl and on the half pipe with him and shit.
Right.
So, you know, like, age doesn't really define me and stuff.
So you're older, you're out of your 30s? You're still in your 30s, right? Are you in your 40s or?
I'm 40, Carlito.
You're 40, exactly. All right. So you had a 12-year-old. So you were 28. So you're my age when you had your first kid. Wow. See, I wouldn't be ready for that yet. I don't know what I would do.
Well, I think I had fucking great timing. I thought it was an excellent time in my life because right now
I hardly have enough energy to compete with the 12-year-old.
Right.
And just running around after the 6-year-old is a motherfucking major, you know, on taking. So I couldn't imagine that it would fucking, be any easier for anybody else. I'm figuring it's just about the same for everybody. So regardless, the younger you are, I assume the more energy you have. But the older you are, maybe the more patience you have.
Okay. All right, well. True enough.
Because I didn't have too much patience with the kids. So, you know, we'll talk about it more, and you guys get back into the pranks. But meanwhile, the stick cam room went down.
What? Are you kidding
me? Out of nowhere.
Look at that. See? I haven't touched it. Two people just came back in it right now. There's people coming back in right now. I don't know what happened to
them. I see. You got it right back up. I didn't know how you did that.
I didn't even touch it. It left, and it came back up on its own. I don't understand what's going on.
Bitch. The cam does that shit, man. Yeah. And everybody missed out on my compelling fucking philosophy.
Well, you got 30 other people who are listening off of stick cam, so it's okay, man. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, hey, all you guys, man. I mean, if you were all KDK fans or whatever it was, don't feel bad. You know, like, I don't hate you. I mean, if you think you hate me, then that's a different story. But come on, buy stick cam.
You guys, I want to clear the air here. You know, I'm cool with Zola. Me and Zolar, we've been getting along for a long time. I'll tell you what, Zola, I want to thank you, because when this whole thing finally went down with KDK, when I realized, you know, this is enough is enough, you were very gracious. You opened up. You helped me and the rest of the listeners, basically, of Madhouse out, because you got us the in on Syndicate. And I've got nothing but good things to say about that, and good things to say about Dino and everybody over there. So I really.
Well, the point is I don't want any of those people, like, you know, Tucker, Mike, or any of them who fucking, you know, picked a different way to go, to say, oh shit, well now I can't show my face. Come on over right now. Carlito has 115 live viewers right now. Carlito, do you realize that if you go and hit that info button up in the left hand side of your screen, it will tell you how many live viewers are right this moment?
Oh yeah, I see that there. That's actually pretty impressive. Look at that. Wow.
Tell me, man, how impressive is that?
It is. You see, and that's why I said it's a good thing to be on Syndicate. It's good. It's nothing but good things.
I want all those guys to come on over here and get in the chat room.
And everybody, I was getting at, you know, don't be afraid. That's true. If you remember Zolar from the old KDK days and you haven't heard him in a while, you know, you're missing out on a good show on Friday nights, is all I got to say.
Yeah, even what's his face? Ted. You know, I don't care. I never fucking really went around disparaging him and shit. I joked at his expense a couple of times. It's all good, but fucking don't we all?
All right, Zolar.
I mean, Ted's a nice guy, and I'm surprised that Milkman isn't around, man. I was grateful that Lonesome Loser hopped in and out of shows, and when Red's doing a show, he gives numbers to KDK at the same time, and it's just an amazing fucking guy.
I'll be honest with you. I'm the one that the most, if this whole show and up north, you know, last show goes as planned, I'm looking most forward to meeting Lonesome Loser just to see how the guy does it, you know? I'm hoping he might set up a laptop there or whatever it is that he does, and he shows us, you know, live while we're doing our show. I want to see how he does his confirmation and stuff. It would just be awesome to see that in person, you know what I mean?
Hey, dude, yeah. I don't mean to fucking play that down in any way, because you know you're preaching to the choir when we're talking about Lonesome. But
right.
You are now number fucking one. You have 115 listeners, and nobody's got anything higher on the entire stick cam right now.
Awesome.
You're on the front page.
Awesome. Well, hey, stick cam, thanks for having us on. Thanks to you, thanks to you, Syndicate. All right.
Before I go, I just want to say for everybody who's out there, fucking come on in the room and subscribe. And for all of those people that are over at the PCU chat room, come on over and say hi. I miss all of those guys like Tucker Mike and fucking Jupe and all those little cocksuckers. Come on, hang out. We don't fuck around that hard anymore. Thanks a lot, Carlito.
All right, Zolar. Take care, man.
All right.
Adios.
Zolar. And I see the effeminate kid Corey is here. Corey, how you doing, man? No words from Corey.
He's speechless.
Perhaps I've upset him. guys, I'm ending the show. It's been a wacky, weird, uneventful show, but it's been good nonetheless. Milkman, are you there? Do you want to take us out of here, man? I don't know. You weren't here for much of it, but you can. Quickly, make it quickly. Milkman.
Hello, man. Well, okay. I guess I missed everything once again, so
I have not a clue what to say, all
of our friends over here at the Madhouse, and that we love you, and we thank you so much for tuning in, and look forward to getting another show on with you very soon, so stay tuned right here to 98.6 in the mouth. And all the insanity that we call the Madhouse are generally similar. Leader of the Madhouse, hermano, my friend, my brother, back to you.
All right, thanks. Milkman, make sure you call me after the show, okay, man? No kidding. You got to call me. I got to talk to you, man.
All right, cool, man.
All right, call the house. Call the mouth line, all right? All right, everybody, we're out of
here. The Madhouse house.
Well, I see Ted was here. I don't think Ted ever got to join in, but Ted, thanks for showing up, man. I want to thank Zolar for calling in. I want to thank the real Eddie Garcia for calling in. Can't take that call because I really got to go offline. Show's over. Brandon Vegas, Baz, The Warrior, Tuck, all of you. Lonesome Loser, as we said already before, man. Thanks for everything. Everyone who sent in numbers, Zev to Zev, we tried your cam numbers. One of them worked, one of them didn't. Thanks for sending him in. Nunu, we didn't get to his numbers, man. There's three new. There's Nunu and Nunu.
Nunu is a wanker.
Yeah.
Nunu is a wanker.
Yeah, he is a wank.
Here.
We didn't get to his
number. Were you able to try the tattoo parlor in Saipan that I sent you?
No, I didn't.
It was an extreme wank job.
Oh, crap.
Is that next week?
Yeah, I will. Hang on, let me see the. Okay. Fuck, dude. Sorry, man. I will get to it. El Draco tattoo in Saipan.
No problem.
They do some pretty wicked looking tribal tattoos. I like tribal tattoos. Those are cool. I love tribal tattoos. All right, everybody, we're out of here. All right, we'll catch you next week. Thanks, everybody.
Later, man.
And Tuck, what is that URL again? Prankcall.info.com?
Prankcall.info.com.
And that's...
D-O-T. .org.
We got it.
Shit.
Something like
Prank
that.
Prank call radio. Anyway, just Tucker.
All right.
Look up Tuck. That's it.
Yeah, everyone. Tuck's Revolution. The Revolut Tuck Show is on Saturdays.
Yeah, Revolut Tuck.
Sundays.
Is that what it's called? Revolut Tuck.
Sunday. All right, we're out of here. Bye, everybody. We'll catch you next week. Next week. Diarrhea. Cha-cha-cha.
Y'all better have your pencils ready. Number two.
I got a question. I got a question.
Y'all know the skills is a pop quiz.
Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you, fucking team of shit!
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.